I will call to order the Joint Committee on Ways and Means Subcommittee on Public Safety. Colleagues, today is June 8th, 2015. We're convened for a work session on Senate Bill 5542.
He just got here.
The doctor's helping us with our mental health situation.
Yes.
Uh-oh.
And we need that help.
It's gonna take longer than 2 minutes.
Huh? I'm out of order. You're out of order. This is crazy.
The whole committee's out of order. Ooh. Say that with a little more, though.
Al Pacino. All right. We're convened for the purpose of a Senate bill work session on Senate Bill 5542, the budget of the Oregon Youth Authority. Linda.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Members of the subcommittee, I am going to start on in the display. It is your page 5, which is the work session presentation report, the first page of that. This is the budget for the Oregon Youth Authority. It is a total of $339.4 million total funds, which is a 2.9% increase over the 13-15 legislatively approved budget. In general fund, it is $285.985 million, which is a 5.2% increase over the 13-15 ledge approved budget, and it is at current service level. Moving to the next page, your page 6, facility programs. Actually, the next page, package 101 is the first package there. It's a 1.5% restoration of position. This package restores 8 of 12 positions that were eliminated with the 2013 2% general fund holdback. The positions would have been redirected to different duties in support of youth reformation system if they had not been eliminated. They are needed to advance the YRS implementation. The positions are funded to begin October 1, 2015. The total cost is balanced by a reduction in the community programs division of the budget that we'll get to later. The cost is $1,122,981 general fund, 8 positions, 7 FTE. Next page, package 111, psychologist and psych and QMHP. This package is used in 3 agency divisions and is self-financed. In facility programs, it adds 1 FTE psychiatric social worker position.
Chair.
Yep. Representative Woosnett.
Question, please, Linda. What are the 3 agencies?
3 divisions.
Divisions within the Oregon Youth. I thought you said agency. I apologize.
My apologies if I did. The 3 divisions within the agency.
Thank you.
In this package, the purpose is to ensure adequate psychological services at intake to complete psychological evaluations within 30 days of admission. Cost is $173,485 general fund, 1 position, 1 FTE. Moving next to community programs and on to your page 10, package 111, psychologist and psych and QMHP. Again, this package partially supports adding 2 positions in the facilities and program support divisions. It reduces general fund that had been used for professional services. Package 312 on the next page, transition specialist. This package provides general fund to be used in the program support division for transition specialists. It reduces base funding that had been used, again, for outside contracts. Following page, your page 12, package 801, LFO analyst adjustments. This package is added in recognition of statewide general fund resources, or the lack thereof. The reduction affects behavior rehabilitation services and program to remediate, behavior BRS. The reduction would eliminate around 18 to 19 residential beds. The reduction also affects individualized counseling, treatment, and other services. No reductions are made to County Juvenile Crime Prevention Diversion, East Metro Gang Enforcement Team, or the Multnomah Gang Program. They are funded at current service level. The total reduction is $1,310,898 general fund. The next division is program support. The first package, package 101, is again the YRS 1.5% restoration of position. This package provides a requested position restoration from vacant positions lost in 2013-15 due to the 2% general fund ending balance holdback. This position is an operations and policy analyst for. As with package 101 and facilities, this position will assist with youth reformation system implementation, including data management, culture change, and measuring outcomes. funding is provided for 21 months. The package cost is offset by reductions elsewhere in the budget. Cost is $187,917 general fund, $5,932 other federal funds, one position, 0.88 FTE. Next is package 111, psychologist and psych. This package adds one half FTE to a consulting physician position and adds a clinical psychologist to better meet evaluation needs on youth when they are admitted and to provide continuing psychological services at Hillcrest, McLaren, and Oak Creek. It is funded by professional services reductions in the Community Programs Division, $432,895. General fund, one position, 1.50 FTE. Package 312, transition specialists, creates three transition specialist positions to enhance the agency's ability to support youth with specialized cultural needs. The new positions will ensure each minority youth is provided a reintegration support plan that addresses family and community partnerships, education, vocational skills, and employment, pro-social skills, physical health, and mental well-being. Cost is $514,044 general fund, $17,097 federal funds, three positions, three FTE. The next division is debt service. There is no change from current service level. The same is true on the next page for capital improvements, no change from current service level. And finally, we're at capital construction division. There is one package on page 20. The capital funding to implement OIA's 10-year facility strategic plan, the components of it are listed in this package, and I will skip to the recommendation. The LFO recommends the Capital Construction Subcommittee consider these projects for funding. If $33 million of the total $49 million were bonded in May of 2016, which is the agency's preference in order to maintain cash flow and project momentum, the general fund debt service would be $3.1 million in 2015-17. And that completes this part of the presentation.
Thank you, Linda. So, question. So, you're making the recommendation to the Capital Construction Committee that we go forward with?
That they look favorably.
$3.1 million. All right, sounds good.
Mr. Chair.
Representative Wisnett.
Linda, it says $1.1 million for cameras, and that's additional security cameras. How many cameras are we buying for $1.1 million?
Six.
That's pretty expensive cameras.
Maybe we should we bring up the agency on that?
Is that a system? Is that a building? Is that?
It's cameras all over the place, but I don't know how many.
I don't think they're polarized.
He sent me, so we don't know the answer. For the record, Joe O'Leary, Deputy Director of the Oregon Youth Authority, we don't know the answer about the exact number of cameras. We can find out for you in a few, probably before you adjourn,
Mr. Chair, with a text. Clarifying.
Are
we talking about it, you know, if some of the buildings don't have them, we're expanding
them?
I mean, that's
they're actually, a whole I know this off the top of my head, Senator Witz, Representative Wisnett. The front cottages at McLaren, none of those are cameras. Those are eight units. None of them have cameras. Mm-hmm. We absolutely need to do that, both to comply with the Prison Rape Elimination Act, the federal mandate, and just for better security in those front cottages.
I would think that the chairs would want to know what we're talking about. One, that's still expensive for one building. I think it's a very competitive market for security, but I don't know what the federal requirements are. But
we'll get that.
And perhaps we can have that by the time it goes to full.
I'm sure we're trying to get it right now. And if we get an answer before you adjourn, I'll raise
Hold
my hand. Yes.
Didn't know I wanted to buy some stock in cameras or something. Right.
Is that it, Linda?
Yes.
Just to say it's pretty good. Two or three days they've been here, we finally caught them flat-footed once.
Just once. All right, Mr. Chair, I move the LFO recommendations to Senate Bill 5542.
Representative Williamson has moved the LFO recommendation to Senate Bill 5542. Is there any discussion, any objections? So moved. Linda.
Thank you. I will move now to the key performance measures, specifically to the last of four pages. It is your page 24. There's a recommendation on only one of the key performance measures, and LFO recommends that OIA change the target for KPM number 3B, number of injuries to youth by other youth per fiscal year in the field, from 3 to 2, based on recent experience. And would also note that the recidivism measures targets are blank for 2016 and 2017 because the target year is when the youth was released, such that the agency can count recidivism by year up to 3 years after the release. So that's why they're blank.
Okay. Representative Williamson.
Mr. Chair, I move the LFO recommendation on key performance measures.
Representative Williamson has moved the LFO recommendation on key performance measures. Is there any discussion? Senator Bates.
I wonder why there's not a key performance purpose for youth to staff on injuries after our recent riot down in Southern Oregon. I had a good conversation with the staff here. There's issues there that they remediated. I had more discussion with some people who worked there too, but there's real concerns about that sometimes. I don't know if it's a big problem or it was just a one time off. But we never really discussed that in committee. I think it's a pretty big thing when we have a riot in youth corrections, and you know, we have to kind of dig out the information. It may have been a one-time shot, and that was it, and things have been corrected now, but it's concerning to me that happened. And I don't expect any activity out of it right now, but maybe we can look at that for future reference in the next biennium if it's a continuing issue of youth injuring our workers.
Well, I would like to hear a little bit from Mr. O'Leary on the topic.
Co-Chair Shields and members of the committee, Senator Bates, we do keep records on youth to staff assault. Actually, part of our performance management system, we track that quarterly. We aggregate that by facility and by unit. I just don't think it's ever been requested as something in one of our KPMs, and we'd be happy to explore developing a KPM that reflects that. That's obviously something we want to keep track of, particularly as we go through our culture change initiative. You know, one of the things that we want to pay really close attention to is how well is that working. If that is working well, we hope to see those incidents decline. Mr. Co-Chair, I do have an answer for you, for Representative Wisnett, too, if you would like me to
please
put that on there. I did confirm that it is replacements at all 10 facilities, including those units that I mentioned that don't have cameras. This is replacement of existing aged technology. I don't have the number yet, but my folks are looking for that.
Thank you. All right, let's keep rolling. So we have a motion regarding the LFO recommendations on the key performance measures. Is there any further discussion? Any objections? Seeing none, so moved. Linda.
I'm returning now to the memo, which is at the beginning of the display, to the second page. This is now the section on the budget note. There is a proposed budget note relating to the use and length of isolation, which I will read into the record. The use of isolation in juvenile corrections facilities is of concern both nationally and in Oregon. The Oregon Youth Authority's Isolation and Reintegration Project is intended to address prevention and reduction of isolation. In consideration of this concern, the legislature developed the following budget note. OIA is directed to report before February 2016 to the Interim Public Safety Subcommittee of Ways and Means the progress of its isolation and reintegration project. The report will include progress and recommendations on redefining when and how youth may be placed in isolation, delineating how OIA will ensure due process rights are met, developing an effective reintegration program process after isolation, identifying resources to support a reintegration program and process so that it is implemented and sustained as designed, and aligning related OIA policies and administrative rules. The isolation and reintegration project is connected to other agency efforts to implement a data-driven, research-based approach to juvenile justice. OIA is further directed to report back on how its initiatives on positive human development, youth reformation system, and the 10-year facility strategic plan address broader issues of culture, practice, and facility design to influence positive outcomes for youth and community safety. There's your budget note.
All right. Mr. Chair, I move the LFO recommendation on the proposed budget note.
Representative Williamson has moved the LFO recommendation on the proposed budget note. Is there any discussion? Representative Borsick.
I just want to reiterate the importance of this. We know that isolation is a serious issue for adults, and I would think that it's even more serious for developing minds. So I think it's a very important thing to pursue.
Great. Thank you. Anyone else? Any objections? Seeing none. So moved. Linda.
Recommended changes to the appropriation bill. The Legislative Fiscal Office recommends a budget of $289,985,793 general fund, $13,250,954 other funds, $36,131,918 federal funds, 1,022 positions, 985.88 FTE, and that Senate Bill 5542 be amended accordingly. The content of the amendment is included as part of the work session packet and is listed in this, in your memo.
All right, Representative Williamson.
Mr. Chair, I move the LFO recommendation to adopt the amendment to Senate Bill 5542.
Representative Williamson has moved the LFO recommendation to adopt the amendment to Senate Bill 5542. Is there any discussion on the objections? So moved.
Mr. Chair, I move Senate Bill 5542 as amended to the full committee with a pass recommendation.
Representative Williamson has moved Senate Bill 5542 as amended to the full committee with a due pass recommendation. Is there any discussion? Representative Gorsuch.
I noted in there that MGET, East Multnomah County Gang Enforcement Team, is intact and at current service levels. And I want to thank everybody for that, who worked to get that in there. It's extremely important to Mid and East Multnomah County. So it's a good supportive thing for our community.
Agreed. Any further discussion? Oh, okay. Do you want to get us in the way of passing your budget, Mr. O'Leary?
Wow.
Please come forward.
Apparently he does. Speechless.
My timing could prove to be very bad. Part three of my answer to Representative Wisnett's question.
This is great.
450 cameras across 10 facilities, and it's not just the cameras, but my folks remind me that it is also the video networking servers and associated infrastructure, cabling, and installation.
Mr. Chair, I appreciate that information, detailed information, very much. It will satisfy any questions we have on full ways and means about the 1.1.
Thank you.
Thank you, Representative Wilson. But, you know, colleagues, I just don't know if I can go forward with this budget after hearing that response. raises more questions than it answers.
That's right.
All right. So we have the final motion. Is there any further discussion? Any objections? So moved. Carrier from the House.
I'll do it.
Are you on full? Oh, no, it's well.
Carrier for full.
Yeah. I can carry in full.
Yeah, and I can too. Also.
Okay.
You want to carry it? Senator Winters will carry be the carrier on the Senate side. All right. Anything else, Linda, we need to know for the good of the order?
No, except for once, I know what's coming tomorrow.
What's coming tomorrow?
House Bill 2002 relating to public safety. Actually, this is about profiling. House Bill 2228 relating to retention of fingerprint information, and Senate Bill 128 relating to state police telecommunicators. We'll have a public hearing and work session, and then there will be a public hearing only on House Bill 3406 relating to police officers.
And then, at least for now, the plan is nothing on Wednesday.
Correct.
And then budgets on Thursday.
Budgets on Thursday.
Okay.
And then we're home for you, right?
Is DOC this week or next week?
It is my aspiration that DOC and DOJ are this week, and that leaves Judicial Division and State Police for next week.
Okay. So Thursday could be a long day. All right. Thank you. It's been a pleasure working with the Oregon Youth Authority on this budget, and we thank you for your work. This meeting's adjourned.
It's a Devlin that I need.
Thank you for your work. This meeting's adjourned.
It's a Devlin that I need.
This budget, and we